main train station.
Welcome to Dessau-Roßlau. We're standing in front of the station's exit in the direction of the city centre, right beside the three red flags and near the green central station. Please watch out for the tram.
The twin city, built at the intersection of the Elbe and the Mulde, has had a colourful history. It was the royal seat and the centre of the German Enlightenment, as well as being home to the Bauhaus movement and the Junkers aircraft factories. The philosopher Moses Mendelssohn was born here, as were the composer Kurt Weill and the poet Wilhelm Müller, whose poetry was set to music by Schubert. During the Second World War, over 80% of the city was destroyed. It was then restored and socialist, prefabricated buildings were constructed in many areas.
Let your eye wander for a moment. In front of you, to the left, you'll see two large prefabricated apartment blocks. To the right of them is a hotel and services complex dating from the 90s. And if you look further to the right, behind the yellow 50s-style apartment blocks, you'll be able to make out the roof of Dessau's imposing Anhaltisches Theater. From here, we'll set out on a very different kind of sightseeing tour today. During our tour, we'll continually come across traces of Dessau's distant and more recent past.
However, we will focus on the Dessau of tomorrow. Urban core areas and landscape zones. This was the idea that led the city to take part in the International Building Exhibition, also known as the IBA Urban Redevelopment 2010, organized by the state of Saxony-Anhalt. Like many cities in the former East Germany, Dessau-Roßlau has been suffering from emigration for many years. Almost 20% of the population has left since the fall of communism.
Deindustrialization and a dramatic fall in the birth rate, emigration of the labor force and migration into the surrounding areas have confronted urban planners with new challenges. What to do when entire streets are suddenly vacant? What happens to a city that's become too big? How do we design a shrinking city? The IBA is intended to address these issues. The city's Lord Mayor, Clemens Koschik, will tell us more about this.
Es gibt ja die unterschiedlichsten Ansätze, wie man den Stadtumbau anpacken kann, und das ist das Interessante hier in Sachsen-Anhalt.
There are countless ways to set about redeveloping a city, but here in Saxony-Anhalt, we have taken the most interesting approach, represented by 19 completely different examples. The debate in Dessau and Roßlau revolves around the structure of the city, which is not homogeneous. A strong center that spread outwards and then gradually gained one district after another. Today, the city is divided up into several different central points, district centers, and is very heterogeneous. This gave rise to the idea of strengthening these city islands.
Dessau-Roßlau's contribution to IBA Urban Redevelopment 2010 is a radical regeneration concept. Just as the city once developed, it's now being deconstructed and rebuilt. Districts with potential will be stabilised and enhanced. Landscape zones will be established where old buildings have been torn down. The city will be broken up into individual islands surrounded by nature, a concept that could pave the way for other cities to do the same.
In order to get our bearings during the tour, we will follow the red flags. They can be seen throughout the entire redevelopment zone. Look towards the city for a moment. Do you see the flags on the right leading through the 50s-style apartment blocks? That is the route this tour will take.
Before we follow the flags, it's worth taking a trip to the Bauhaus. Dessau's famous UNESCO World Heritage Site has been incorporated into the redevelopment project and has been designated a knowledge centre in the urban core area of the inner city. In order to get to the Bauhaus, we'll walk through the station. We'll continue the tour on the other side under the canopy, right in front of the maps.
Our tour will take us on quite a long walk. If you like, use a bicycle. You can rent bikes for a reasonable price in the main train station. At each of the stops on our tour, you can get off and walk. At certain points, you can also park the bike. We will let you know in good time.